All right, we're live from the Illinois State Fair, across from the Carnival Midway, which is now the North American Midway. Either way, you can obviously see it's going to be a gorgeous day. The sun's coming up. A few wispy clouds out there, but not nearly as overcast as it has been. And we missed the prospect of rain this morning. That's why we're broadcasting live from the Illinois State Fair. And joining us live here is Springfield Alderman Chuck Redpath. Alderman, thanks for taking time with us this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I can't believe how nice it is out to the fair.
Well, we came out on Saturday, and I think the high was about 82 degrees. Beautiful blue skies, those fluffy clouds intermittent throughout the sky. It was just gorgeous. Definitely jam-packed. I think all of the parking lots were full. Even the ones they had to pay for across the street were full. It was pretty remarkable.
You know, all my years out here, I cannot believe the weather has been so good for the fair this year. I hope it works out good, because obviously more profits for the vendors, which keeps them going, you know.
Absolutely. So, Alderman, I wanted to bring you on to kind of have you fill me in on what I missed last week. I did have some people, you know, ping me, say, hey, you got to check this out, check that out. Of course, we'll be monitoring tonight for the Springfield City Council roundup tomorrow morning. We'll bring that live to people here, live from the fairgrounds tomorrow. But what did I miss last week?
Well, you know, we a lot of general stuff that we go through, and you know, we do whenever we get to the point where it's general, we put it on the consent agenda, so the consent agenda fills up. We got some things going on at the utility. They're talking about doing a study to find out if we might be able to convert our main generator over to natural gas, which is not a bad idea, but I would think that we'd look at maybe converting a couple of the old ones that we just turned off and keep unit 4 up, because you know, that plant's brand new, and it's pretty much something that we can keep going. You know, with the politics that's going on right now, who knows what the EPA regulations are going to change to, so we might be able to keep our coal plant. We don't know.
Well, and talk a bit about the importance of this. Of course, Springfield has a municipally owned power plant, and we have the state policies that are saying we're going to close down coal-fired power plants by, I think, like 2040, and then you have the new federal bill that passed that's going to further subsidize with tax dollars, all kinds of different types of energy, so-called renewable energy, wind and solar and whatnot. But how important is it for your constituents to have that reliability of, you know, of coal-fired plants, but also just the reliability of a municipally owned utility?
Well, that's the point. The point is that we work for the ratepayers and the taxpayers of Springfield. We got to make sure that they have power, and you know, we're getting reports that they're going to do blackouts, brownouts, and all kinds of things like that. Well, we didn't sign up for that. When they build our utility back in 50, 60, 70 years ago, they built it so we would be energy independent. We've gotten away from that with things that we've had to do to get through, I guess. The power marketing deal 20 years ago was a terrible thing, but you know, we need to think about the future, and we have to think about green energy, which we are. We are always talking about solar fields and windmills, but you know, the most reliable is coal, and it's been reliable for us here in the city of Springfield for decades, and we have a plant that could stay on for a lot longer than what it's programmed to stay on for. So by bringing this ordinance, I think it's a good idea. Let's find out if it's viable. But why not use units 1, 2, or 3? The ones we've already shut down, they're just sitting there empty, and keep our coal plant running too. That's the way I look at it.
So essentially, I mean, this ordinance would free up some city money to pay for a study to evaluate converting Unit 4 or Unit 3, or either way, converting one of the generators into a natural gas powered generator.
That's what they're talking about. Yeah, and you know,
how much the study would cost? How long it would take?
I think it was like 80 grand something, but 50 to 80 grand. I can't remember off the top of my head, but sure. It wasn't a lot of money. We spend millions there every time we vote on something.
Yeah. Trust me, I know. I hear the you know, 1.2 million, the 400,000. It's just over and over
and
over.
And you know,
again,
a lot of those are reoccurring ordinances that we have to do. So it's not like we don't foresee that in our budget. We know it's coming. It's just we have to make the approval before they can spend it.
Well, we got a horse coming here here shortly. Two horses. Look at that. Horses of a different color. Oh, those are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Wow, look at that.
One's a Clydesdale.
Yeah, I think that's a baby Clydesdale over there. We're live from the Illinois State Fair talking with Springfield Alderman Chuck Redpath. If you're watching along online, we're here at the Reich Pavilion, northwest corner, and some horses are marching right on down the street.
Beautiful.
That's great. Love that. Well, good morning from the State Fair. Alderman, something else that happened I was told about briefly, and that was something to deal with cannabis and setbacks. And a bit of a dust-up that happened at the city council. From my understanding, you were there at the beginning, but you left before this happened. What's from your understanding that happened last week?
Yeah, my grandson was having a football game, and I mean, let's get serious. What's more important than your grandson's football game? So I left a little bit early, and so what happened, I guess, is the ordinance came up. It's a resolution that's being proposed to send back to, I believe, the planning and zoning for to review the setbacks for cannabis in the city.
So like cultivation centers, that type of thing, is that they can't be a certain distance close to a school or other prohibited areas, and this ordinance would essentially allow for that setback to change so they could be closer to
Says is modifying the separation provisions, which will be setbacks. Yeah. And I guess it got pretty heated after I left. Alderman DeCenso and Alderman Fulgenzi had some rough discussions, and Alderman Hanauer called me afterwards. He goes, well, you left the right meeting because it got crazy after you left. And so those things happen. You know, the passion that we have to portray sometimes in our city council meetings, and Greg, you've seen them.
Yep.
It makes great stuff for council roundup every morning. but sometimes the passion gets a little overheated, and people's people get a little overboard. But
there were questions of possible conflicts of interest, and this has come up before in the past as well. Something that I think it's an important thing to highlight where it happens, so it's completely above board. So we'll watch and see how that proceeds here with the city council meeting tonight. We're talking with Springfield Alderman Chuck Redpath here live from the Illinois State Fair. And Alderman, one last thing I wanted to get to here is the issue of the Windham City Center.
Right.
And what's going to happen there? What is going to happen there?
Well, you know, we've rejected this twice, and according to our ordinances, they're supposed to have to wait till for 18 months to reapply for the change. I think the mayor is bringing back an ordinance to send back to planning and zoning, and he's hoping to get a simple win. Planning and zoning, it'll only be a simple majority that it'll take to get that through. The people that oppose that, the aldermen that propose that, rejected that. They did that for the reason of what's going to happen to downtown Springfield. We're going to put low-income housing in the middle of downtown Springfield's tourism district. We're going to reduce the numbers of our hotel rooms significantly, which will cause us to lose conventions, and we can't afford to do that. We have to really be careful not to do that. And the new proposal he's bringing back increases the rooms and lowers the apartment part of it. But once we pass this, if we end up passing this in the future, if things go bad and those apartments aren't working out at $700 a month for a 329 square foot room, they'll drop the price, and pretty soon we're going to have a public housing unit there. And you know, some of the aldermen said we should name it the James O. Langfelder Public Housing Unit because that's what it's going to be, and that's what we are worried about. And it has nothing to do with politics. He's trying to blame that on us, saying we're all doing this because Misty Buescher's running against him for mayor. That's absolutely not true. I personally like the mayor. I get along with him, and I just don't always agree with some of his policies. That's called democracy, and that's what we're doing this for. And so we'll see what happens. But I think if he gets it back there and gets a simple majority, it probably will pass. And I worry about it because I know businesses like Saputo's And they're really worried because they will absolutely possibly be shutting down their place if it comes to that.
Shout out to Tony Smargesi. He says, hello, Greg and Chuck, watching along on Facebook. So
He's a 22nd Street kid. He grew up across the street from me. And, you know, Tony was on the city council for a short time. He is a great guy, wonderful family. And, you know, we always flash the 2-2 sign, you know, whenever we see each other, 22nd Street.
Alderman, can you stick around for one more segment? I do want to kind of preview the political season that's going to be coming up for next year.
We're
so one more segment here live with Springfield Alderman Chuck Redpath. We are broadcasting from the Illinois State Fair. Stay with us here with Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop on 92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and
AY.
Well, we're talking Springfield City business here with Springfield's Morning News live from the Illinois State Fair. I'm Greg Bishop and Alderman Chuck Redpath with us. Alderman, we've got Springfield municipal elections coming up. I can't believe it's just around the corner, but in April, it's going to be the final say for who's going to be mayor, who's going to be in a particular ward. What do you foresee happening? And also, your daughter is possibly going to be in the executive office up in Springfield City Hall.
Well, you know what? It's silly season, and that's what we like to call it. But, I think Mayor Langfelder is going to run again, and the city treasurer, Misty Buescher, who has been in for two terms, is going to run against him. That's the only two announced candidates on that side. My daughter, who is with Misty for the last 4 years, been at the city for 20 years, has announced that she's going to run for move up to the treasurer spot. She's been the deputy treasurer for the last 4 years. I believe Clerk Lesko is going to run for re-election where he is. So I don't I haven't heard any other candidates in those two races. Pretty much all the city council that are eligible are going to run for re-election. I'm running for re-election. This will be my last term. I keep telling my wife that every time we do this, it'll be my last term. But this will be my last term as an alderman.
Well, you were actually first on the council whenever the form of government changed from commissioner to aldermanic.
1987, I was first elected. I did 20 years in the north end of Springfield as the alderman. Of course, in the middle of that, we put in term limits, so I was able to stay for the next three after the first two. And when I moved to Lake, Frank Edwards had resigned and was moving on, and my neighbors convinced me to turn around, and my wife wanted to divorce me, but I took on that job. I've been in that job for two terms, and this will be my third and final term out there. It's happening. You know, like I said, the rest of them, John Fulgenzi's decided that he won't run again, so there'll be an open seat there. Alderman McMinimum, Ward 7, is term limited out, so there'll be an open seat there. Other than that, all the aldermen, I believe, are all running for re-election.
And what do you think are going to be the main issues that voters are going to have to consider whenever they head to the polls, either for your ward, but also for citywide elections?
Well, you know, it always comes down to service. You got to take care of your constituents as an alderman. Most importantly, you're always looking out for your ward, but you always have to, in the back of your mind, be open to what's going on throughout the city. We have issues, obviously, all the time that deal with the economic development of Springfield, with buildings and like the downtown center and all that kind of stuff in Lake Springfield. We always constantly have to keep the eye on the ball to make sure that we're doing what's best for the taxpayers of Springfield. But constituent service is number one. You know, I've been very fortunate to, I understand the process probably better than anybody because I've been there for 30 years. But long story short is you got to be able to bring stuff back to your ward and make sure the taxpayers are getting their money's worth for what you're doing for them as alderman. And that's always been my philosophy, to your voters, your the people you represent come first.
Springfield Alderman Chuck Redpath, greatly appreciate you taking the time this morning, and we'll definitely be talking again soon in the near future. All right.
Okay, Greg. This is always fun for me, so thank you so much.
Absolutely. Live from the Illinois State Fair, it is Springfield's Morning News. We are late for news, and Kevin Hart standing by in the newsroom.